Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Stones bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mark Babbitt, 7-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO, founder of U-Turn, author of A War Gone Social, WorkIO.com. Is that right? What did I say?
WorkIQ.com.
IQ. Yep. WorkIQ. Q.com is the website. So tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, so at WorkIQ, we help companies reinvent their company cultures and their leadership brand and eventually their employer brand so we can attract great talent.
Right. So say the website again.
WorkIQ, WORKIQ.com.
WorkIQ.com. All right, so check it out. So we're talking about, folks, we're talking about how transitioning from the mid-pandemic nightmare we've had into some kind of new regular post-pandemic economy. And, you know, a year ago, I wrote an article around a year ago, maybe a little more, that was a redo of my January 2009 article after the 2008 financial collapse. And in both of those, I said, your goal for this year, 2009 and 2020, your goal is not to survive and open your door next January. You have one goal, survival. And so we're beyond that now. And you're going to talk to us about how to transition from survival mode to renewal mode. Tell us about it.
Well, first, Jim, let's state the facts as they are. If you're a small business owner and you're still open for business, you've already won.
Yes, exactly.
You right?
Survival. So many survival is winning.
Well, that's it exactly. And now we have to say, take a big deep breath. Take the mask off so you can take a big deep breath. And now we got to look at a little bit ahead. What's next for us? How do we transition from survival to renewal? And, of course, we still have to worry about the safety protocols, the confidence building. We still have to, you know, keep our online presence active and engaging. But at some point, we have to change the way we approach business. And it isn't just about wearing masks. It's about, as we talked about in the last segment, reconnecting with our audience, finding out how they're feeling, finding out how we can best help them.
Right.
Finding out how we can be a positive influence in the community. And then we have to take all this input and we have to say, okay, what's our small business? What's our company going to look like 6 months from now? And what do we want our company culture to be? How do we want our employees to feel about working here? How are we going to attract new talent when that's necessary? And so that's where the renewal part kicks in. You know, what you used to be is not going to be the same. It's already so much different, as we've already talked about.
Right.
So let's build, you know, the best version of ourselves right now. Don't wait 6 months from now. I know we're tired. I know we're exhausted. I know we just want this thing to be over. But think back to the time where you first started that business and all that passion you had and all the good you wanted to do. And find that as a small business owner within yourself right now. And just say, okay, I did survive. I did win. Now I'm going to leverage that. I'm going to go out there and compete. I'm going to renew myself and my business, and I'm going to show my customers that clearly I am here for the long haul. I'm going through this with them, and we're all in this together. And the companies that are doing that, Jim, are already winning.
That's right.
They've already transitioned from survival to renewal.
And at the risk of being a little bit of a Grinch, what you just said is a mindset. It's an attitude that is essential. It is imperative, folks. You must assume that attitude. But you and I both know, Mark, that attitude is not performance. Attitude will get you to the point where you perform, But your performance is also going to include, as we talked about in the previous segment, some level of reinvention. You've got to, you got to go from survival to renewal, and you got to, part of your renewal is going to be some reinvention, isn't it?
Well, it is. Reinvention is the absolute key, and I'll tell you where this matters. Let's just say you're a 3 or 4 person shop. You are everything, right? You are GM, you're HR, you're legal, you're accounting, you're probably everything.
If somebody doesn't show up for a shift, it's your shift.
Right. That's it. Exactly. Right. And put the apron on and let's go. And your approach, your attitude, the amount of renewal that you express outwardly, that's going to reflect on everything you do. And every employee that walks in the door to the back door is going to see how you're working. And every employee that every customer that walks in the front door is going to see your attitude, your projection. And if it's not what they expect, if it doesn't build confidence, then you're not being the role model you need to be. Mm-hmm. And we have to reinvent to be a role model.
That's exactly right.
And we can't worry about what happened last March now. We're over it.
That's right.
It's behind us. It almost killed us.
That's right.
And we
got to remember that your customers have new expectations, and that's part of your reinvention. Spell your website again for us, Mark.
WorkIQ, WORQIQ.com.
WORQIQ.com. Hey, Mark, good job today. Come back soon.
I sure will, Jim. Thank you.
Mark Babbitt, BABBITT. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.